Today's shiur is Daf Chav Ches. We're going to begin on Daf Chav Zayin on the base, two lines from the wide lines. We learned yesterday already in the Mishnah that the Mishnah discussed what may be purchased with the money received in exchange for the Maaseh Sheni. And we learned yesterday on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph Machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Lazar disagreed if you could buy fish brine with it. V'hani Tanoi Dol Kamon. And now, in our Gemara today, we're going to encounter two more Tanoim that discuss what items may be bought with the Maaseh Sheni money. But before we begin explaining all these shittas, we have to say a word of introduction. Many people say it every morning. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer b'shloishesher midos ha'toyru nidreshes. The 13 different ways how we could look at psukim to define them and understand them. There are two types of lamudim that deal with the same situation. Sometimes, and Maaseh Sheni is a case in point, we spoke about it yesterday, that we have a general pasuk, v'nosata kesef b'chol ha'shita v'nafshecha, you should spend the money whatever you want. Then the pasuk goes into details, b'boka, b'tzoyin, b'yayin, b'sheicha, which is details, and then we again have a general word, b'chol ha'shita sh'olcha v'nafshecha. There are two different ways how to look at this type of a pasuk. One is what's known as a ribui miyut ribui, and one is what's known as a klal uprat uklal. And there are significant differences in the way you look at it. A klal uprat uklal, so we know ein bechlal, that's what we say in Rabbi Shmuel's Braisa, ein bechlal el mash befrat. The specific comes to define the general. So it limits it exceedingly. It limits it only to what is included or similar to what is in the prat. A ribui miut ribui is much more inclusive, and we say that it includes everything besides the miut, besides what was specifically excluded. So now when we have these two types of psukim, it's a perspective, and it's a perspective not only relevant to this sugya, it's a perspective relevant to any time we'll encounter this type of a pasuk. How do I look at it? So the Gemara says that's what the machlokes is all about. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lazar, faced with such a pasuk, they view it, Darshi, as a ribui miyut. V'hani Tanoi, and it's Tanoim that we're going to learn soon about, they look at such a pasuk as a klali prati. Explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Lazar, Darshi, ribui miyut. So they learned the pasuk like this. Nosata kes b'chol ha'shetava nafshecha riba. It comes to include everything. B'bok b'tzoyin b'yein b'sheicha miyit is coming to be a miyit, to limit it. B'chol ha'shetisholcha nafshecha chaz v'riba. Since they look at this type of a pasuk as a riba miyit riba hakol. It comes to include everything. My ravi, ravi kamili. It comes to include that you could spend the maaseh sheni money on whatever you want. However, my meat, what will it exclude? Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, it will exclude seer. The fish brine cannot be bought with my sheni money. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, meat, mayim, and melech, it comes to exclude salt and water. And the way the Ritva explains the machloikis is very like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, we said this yesterday, mayim and melech, water and salt mixed together, are a chash v'maichel, because it can be used as a dip. So if I want to tell you that you can't use Maaseh Sheni money to buy it, I have to have a pasuk to tell me. So that's what the pasuk teaches us. According to Beleza, since it's water and salt, and as we learned yesterday, water and salt are not mazon, they don't give nourishment, so it's obvious that you can't use Maaseh Sheni money for that. What is the pasuk must be teaching us? Seer, that you can't buy fish brine with it. V'hani Tanoi, and not a Tanoim that we're going to learn about now. Whenever they're faced with such a situation, they learn it as a klal uprat. And as I said a moment ago, whenever faced with a klal uprat, it's much more limiting. The Tanya, again, the Braisa says, kol ha'shatava nafshka klal. B'bok b'tzayin b'yayin b'sheikha prat. Or b'chol ha'shatisholcha nafshka chazu klal. And we employ the derech ha'limud of klal prat, the klal. You have to don al-kain prat because it has to be similar to the prat. Because as we explained, the klal prat or klal, the prat defines the halacha. Prat mafurish, what is the common denominator of all these specific items mentioned in the pasuk? They're all pre-mipri. They grow from a mother. Animal has a mother. A grape has a seed. V'gdule karka, and they grow off the ground. Like all the Rishonim explained, animals are considered gdule karka because although they don't grow from the ground, they live off what grows from the ground. Af kol pri mipri v'gdule karka. The only items that could be bought with ma'is sheni money are things that are that grow from one from the other and live off the ground. V'tanya idach. There's another brisa also employing the prat uklal mechanism, but takes it a little further. Ma prat mafurish has three common denominators. Vlad v'lodus horitz. Not only does it grow from a mother, but everything grows out of the ground. Avkov lad vladasaurus, it has to grow from the ground. My benayu, if you say that the items you buy with the Maisa Sheni money, besides being primipri, and besides being gedule karka, also have to be vlad vladasaurus, amma baya, dogim ekabenayu. The difference will be fish. Lamandama, that the requirements to be able to use Ma'aseh Sheni for this item has to be pre-mipri, v'gdulei karka, that it grows from another, from a mother, and it lives off the ground. Hani dogim, so fish, are also gdulei karka in it because they live off the seabed. However, l'mandam v'lad v'lad sa'aretz, that they come out of the ground, dagim, fish, last week's parashas Bereishis, m'mayim evru, were not created from the ground, they were rather created from the water. Ask the Gemara, is that possible to say that dogim are living off the karka or mi amabaya dogim gedule karka ninu v'amrabaya? We know that the Torah is very makbid. The Torah is very strict about the ingestion of any insects. In fact, we're going to learn the Gemara now. How many lavim you could be over? You can transgress every time you eat an insect. The Ben Ishchai, in fact, says that when somebody prepares a salad to serve to the family, you don't know, he says, if you don't prepare the salad properly and make sure that it's free of any insects, what you could be doing. How many lavin you could have caused people to eat. And they're all on your cheshbon. So the Torah segregates the type of insects into three types of situations. Petisa. Petisa is a sheretz hamayim. So the Torah says two lavim that refer to all insects. One is al tashaksu es nafshaseichem v'loi v'chol asheretz asheretz, that's one. And the other lav is b'loi satam behem. That is a lav that applies to any type of insect. Now when it's an insect that is in the water, there's two more lavim. There's a lav of b'sorim loi sechelu, and a lav of kol ha'she'en lo snapa v'kaskeses lo sechelu. That's four lavim for somebody who eats a sheretz hamayim. Namala is a sheretz ha'aretz. There'll be five. Why will there be five? Two are the two general lavim that we just explained that apply to every insect, and three more. One is v'kol ha'yelich al-gochen l'chol sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz lo sechelu. The next is v'chol sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz sheketzu lo yo'echel. And the fifth one is v'lo yisotamas nafshaseichem b'chol ha'sheretz ha'roimis al ha'aretz. So you'll have five. Tzira is something which is a sheretz ha'aretz, but it also flies. So besides the five that we already mentioned that every sheretz ha'aretz has, there will be also another lav of sheketzu lachem lo yo'echel. Now ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, if you're correct, ask the Gemara what Abaye said, that dogim, that fish, are considered gedulei karka, that they go on the karka, so fish should not just be four, should have three more. They should have the two general ones, they should have the two that apply to things that are in the mayim, and they should also have the three that apply to everything that's in the aretz. If the braisa says that sheretz hamayim only has four lavim, not seven lavim, it's obvious that something that's in the mayim is strictly mayim and not aretz. Vim iso, that if anything that's in the water is included into the sheretz aretz because they live off the seabed, so then petisa should not be lilki mishim sheretz sheretz aretz, which would total of seven. El amara, so therefore we must say that dogim are not gedolei karka. So if dogim are not gedolei karka, we're back to where we begin. There were two man the Omrim that learned this pasuk in the prat uklal, klal uprat uklal method, but they came out with different conclusions. One said it has to be pre-mipri v'gdulei karka, and the other said that the ma'aseh sheni money could only be used for something which is pre-mipri, which is gdulei karka, and also is vlad v'ladas. So where's going to be the nafkamina? Elam rava, elam ravina, oifas ikmanayu. The nafkamina will be by fowl. Lamanda ama pre-mipri v'gdulei karka, it has to grow from a mother and has to live off the earth. Hani nami gdulei karkininu. Chickens, fowl, live off the earth. They eat from things that grow on the earth. However, lamanda ama vlad v'ladus haaretz, that they grow out of the ground, hani oifis, fowl, mina oif, mina rekaknivu. We're created mina rekak, the way most mafreshim explain, rekak means mud, which is a combination of earth and water. Ask the Gemara. So now we have the following situation. Both of these manda amrim learned the pasuk in the style of a klal pratu klal, but came to very different conclusions. One will include fowl in what you're allowed to buy with ma'aseh sheni money, and one will not. So the Gemara's question is, how do you start in the same place and end up in different places with different conclusions? So the way to explain this Gemara is that we have to go back to the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel that I referred to earlier. Now you'll appreciate saying kabbonis. When you learn the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, you'll see there that there are two more types of limudim mentioned. One is something called a prat uklal, and one is something called a klal uprat. Now, prat uklal and klal uprat have very different rules. Klal uprat, we say that you have a rule, and then you have the prat comes to limit it. If you look at it the other way, the prat to klal, it's just the opposite. You have a limitation, and then the klal comes to include. Now, klal uprat to klal is really a combination of a klal uprat and a prat to klal. So now the question is, how do you look at a klal uprat to klal? What is the driving force behind the klal uprat to klal? Is the driving force behind it the first klal and then the prat? And then it'll be a lot more limited. Or is it the prat and the second klal, and that's a lot more inclusive? That is the basis of the machloikas. Man the mabri office, my tamim, the one that says the fowl can be bought with ma'aseh sheni money, how does he get to that conclusion? Or man the mat office, and the one says that it can't be bought, my tamim, how does he get to that conclusion? Explains the Gemara. Man the mabri office, the one that says that you can, ksava, klal basu dafka. If I have two klals, the klal at the beginning and the klal at the end, the second klal is more important than the first one. So we have a situation of a prado klal, which the halacha of a prado klal is, nasa klal, moitzif al prad. The klal includes more. And therefore, the srablu kolmili. It's more inclusive, and therefore fowl could be bought with the ma'aseh sheni money. What is the first klal going to accomplish? V'hani klal kama l'muta kod loy dom l'mishneit stodim. What the first klal will accomplish is that at least has to have two common denominators. What are two common denominators? They have to be gedulei karka and pre-mipri. However, man the mamat oifis that says that you won't use ma'aseh sheni money to buy birds, he holds klal kama dafka. The first klal is the more important one. So we have a situation of a klal prat, which we explained that when you have a situation of klal prat, the halacha is ein bechlal el mash befrat. Hani in midach v'neloi. Only these four items listed in the pasuk. Then var hani klal kama, but there is still the second klal. You can't ignore it. The ribui klal bas, you still have the last klal. You can't ignore it. What does that accomplish? The ribui called the dam lemishloish tzadim. It has to have three common denominators: pri mipri, gedulei karka, and also vlad velodis. And since oifis foul is not vlad velodis, they will exclude it. Continues the gemara. Amar Yehuda mishmei derav Shmuel bar Shelus mishmei derav me'arvin. We can use different types of herbs for erev tchumim. Ube gudgonius. Gudgonius is coriander. Avaloi bechazes. Chazes is green grain. Grain that's still green and hasn't ripened. Vloi bekufonius. But you're not allowed to use dates that have not yet ripened. Vloi bekufonius. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to use dates that have not yet ripened. Ask the Gemara, over Gagonius Mima Arvin, are you allowed to use coriander for an Erev Chatzeris? For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Gagonius, regarding coriander, Merubei Bonim Yechailu. Somebody who has a lot of children already, he is allowed to eat coriander. However, Chashuchei Bonim, somebody who doesn't have children, Lo Yechailu, should not be, they shouldn't eat it, because they deteriorate the semen, and it makes it difficult to have children. From Hukshal Azara, if they already hardened into like a piece of wood, then it's totally dangerous. So the question is, how could we say that you could use coriander for an area of chatzer, for Ruvit Chumin? It's not something that's edible. And so the Gemara, Turgama, Ashloi Hukshal Azara. So the first tire the Gemara says is that we're talking about that it did not get hard yet. The person that's putting the Erev already has a family. So since he's allowed to eat coriander, one of the halachas we spoke about is that the Erev should be made out of something that he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat it. V'bay seima, lo'olam l'chashuchei bonim. Even somebody who doesn't have children, who's really not supposed to eat coriander, can make a ruvich tchumim with coriander. Why? He can't eat it. Since ta'chazi l'merubei bonim. Since somebody who has children, for him, it's not a problem. Miloy Tanan, didn't we just learn in the Mishnah yesterday? Ma'avir l'nozer b'yayin. To the nozer, even though he's not allowed to drink wine, you could put a tchumim of wine for him. Similarly, Yisrael b'truma. Although a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, you could put a ruvit tchumim of truma for Yisrael. So what do we see? Afagav d'loy chazi l'hai. Even though the Nazir can't drink the wine, the Yisrael can't eat the Truma, Chazi Lahai. But it's, as long as it's a food item for something else, it is an acceptable Erev Tchumim. Hachanami, I'll say the same thing regarding the coriander. Afgav Deloy Chazi Lahai, even though this person who doesn't have children shouldn't be eating the coriander, Chazi Lahai. The other person who has children could be eating it, and therefore it's considered a food, and therefore it's an acceptable Erev Tchumim. Bibay same as third teretz, kikam rav benduki mandoi. That's a certain type of coriander that did not have this bad effect of affecting the semen, and everybody could eat it, so it's a fine food. Now the Ritva and Rosh have a very fundamental machloikis in understanding this Gemara. The Ritva says that when the Gemara says a third teretz, that we're talking about a specific type of coriander that everybody could eat. The reason the Gemara was saying that teretz is because the Gemara is not satisfied with the second teretz. What was the second teretz? The second teretz is that although this person has no children and he shouldn't be eating coriander, but you always have another person who has children, and for him it's a food. And where do we compare it to? Our Mishnah. Because the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so for him he can't drink wine, but I can drink wine. Says the Ritva, you can't compare wine to coriander. Why? He says, wine is wine. Wine is a food. This person chose to be a Nazir. So since he chose to be a Nazir, he's not allowed to drink wine. But a Nazir won't tell you that wine isn't a good liquid, that it isn't a good beverage. However, when you talk about coriander, it's not that the person who has no children is going to tell you, it's a good food, I don't eat it. To him, it's a sakara to eat it. It's not a food, it's poison to him. So therefore, Ritva says, the third teretz is telling us that you can't compare coriander for the person who has no children to wine to the nazir. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says it makes no difference why you can't eat a food, whether it's a halachic problem that you're a nazir or you swirl to the truma, or it's because it's a medical issue. The point is, I may not be able to eat it, but if you can eat it, then it's considered a food and should be acceptable erev for everyone. We continue. Or because it's loy, is it true that you can't use green grain? For ruvet chumim, ask the Gemara, vam rav Yehuda amarav, cautious are haps. For chazes and green grain, arvim behem, can be used for ruvet chumim, on varkal and bar pri adama. And you make a bar pri adama. So here he said you can't use chazes. And here he's saying you can use chazes. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Before Rav came to Bavel, so in Eretz Yisrael where he lived previously, no one ate chazes, so chazes wasn't a food, so can't be used for neirif. After he came to Bavel and people ate chazes, so it's acceptable. Ask the Gemara, or Bavel have a ruba the alma, so good. And Bavel they eat chazes, so that doesn't make the world change. For the rest of the world, it's not a food. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara now, there's a concept of batla daita etzakal adam, that even if I or even my city does something, but if the rest of the world doesn't do it, it's not significant in halacha. Now Tosfos, an important Tosfos, defines when we do say batla daita etzakal adam and when we don't say batla daita etzakal adam. He refers to Gemara we learned. The Gemara said that in Aravia, where they had a lot of camels, so kaitzim, thorns, are considered a vegetable. Why? Because camels eat thorns. But the rest of the world doesn't use thorns as a vegetable. So why don't we say batel daitel etzakal adam, just like we're saying it here. So Taisha says like this. He says, why in Aravia do they use thorns as a vegetable and the rest of the world not? Because there they have a lot of camels. If there would be a lot of camels in another place, they would also use them as a vegetable. They just don't have a lot of camels. There you can't say batel daitel etzakal adam. Chazes is not a food that only exists in Bavel. Chazes exists everywhere. So if it's a food, everybody should use it. The fact that only Bavel uses it and the rest of the world doesn't use it, we say batel daitel etzakal adam. And the Gemara proves that we use this concept of batel daitel etzakal adam in halacha, because the Braisa says hapol are beans, vasair is barley, Vatilson is fungal Greek, Shazarin Lyarik, that you planted them not to eat the seed, but to eat the leaf. Batla daitel etzakal adam, what you did is meaningless, because these are used for the seed. Lefikach zarin chayav, their seeds, even though that wasn't your intentions, are chayav and meiser. Vyarkin, even though that's what you want to eat, it doesn't make a difference what you want, apart from meiser. Hashklaim is kresh, vagarga is some other type of growth. Shazarin Lyarik, if your intention was that you should eat the leaf, Miss Asrin Yerik Vizera, you have to take off Meiser, say like if it was a vegetable, and also like it was a seed. Why? Because people use both the leaf and the vegetable, and the seed. Zarin Lazera, if you planted it for a seed, Miss Asrin also, you have to treat it like Zera Vierik. Now, Taisha asks a very interesting, simple question. He says it comes out that they all have the same din. Whether your intention was Lyerik, or whether your intention was lezera, you have to take off ma'is liyerek lezera. So why didn't the Gemara just combine one halacha? Say hashachlayim vagara shazaran sai liyerek usai lezera misasing yerek vezera. So he says very interesting. He says the halacha is that what is the cutoff date that we can, you know, we spoke many times at different years in the cycle. What is the cutoff date by vegetables? The cutoff date by vegetables is shas likitasoi, when you collect it. The cutoff date for seeds is Gemar Peri, when it's finished. That's what the Gemara says. Zoran Liyarek, if your intention was that it should be treated like a vegetable, Misasin Yarek, you go Basa Lakita. Zoran Lizera, if your intention was the seed, Misasin Zera, you go after the Gemar Peri like the Zera. That's one teretz Taisa gives. Taisa gives another hot teretz. The halacha is that by Meiser, you can't take off Meiser Minarola Yofa, from the bad on the good. So he says it makes a difference. If I want the vegetable, I want the leaf, so I can't take off the maisa from the seed, because by me the seed is the raw. or vice versa. That's what the difference. But what do we see here? That even though I had in mind by these other items that I want to eat the vegetable, it doesn't make a difference. I want to eat the leaf, it doesn't make a difference. But the diet lets it call Adam. So here too, just because in Bavel they were eating chazis, so how could that make a difference? Answers the Gemara, ki kama Rav, what was Rav referring to? Bidugunaisa. That it's the type of high quality chazis that everybody eats. Ask the Gemara, Zera Gargur Lamai Chazi. We said, the Rav said, that you can use the Zera Gargur. Ask the Gemara, what is the Zera Gargur? Nobody eats it. Says the Gemara, they do eat it. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shekein Rishonim Shlohayla Pilplin, in the earlier generations, when pepper wasn't available, Soichikanai, so they used to grind up this Gargur, Umatpilin Baisatzli, and put in roasted meat into it. So it was used as a spice, so it's a food. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira ki have a cholish megirsei. When Rav Zeira was tired, he learned and he got fatigued. Have also v'yasa piskad Rav Yehuda bar Ami. He used to sit at the door of the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda bar Ami. Omer, he said, kinafki v'ayli rabbanon. When the yeshiva students will leave the yeshiva, eke mikamayu, I'll get up v'kabba ba'agra, so I'll get schar. So since I can't get the schar for learning Torah, because I just don't have the energy, at least let me get some schar for getting up. The pasuk says, "Bnei seva tokum v'darta pnei zaken." So all the mafarshim asked the obvious question. We know it says in Pirkei Avos, "Al tiu kavodim amisham shusarav amanas lekabel pras." So how could you do it just to gabel pras? So the Mashal says the Teretz that when is there a concept of al tiu kavodim amisham shusarav amanas lekabel pras? If you're doing a mitzvah, you have to do. You have to daven, you have to learn, you have to do Shabbos. So you're not supposed to do those mitzvahs on Manas L'Kabbal Pras. He didn't have to go to the door of the yeshiva to stand up for the Talmidim. If you go and add it away, L'Fnim Meshur Hadid, to do a mitzvah, then you'd allowed to do it L'Shem L'Kabbal Pras. That's how the Mashal answers. The Bnei Soscher answers very interesting. He says, the Pasuk says, Bnei Seva Tokim, V'darta Pnei Zokein, V'yireisim alokecha. So you ask, what does V'yireisim alokecha, Yerushimayim, have to do with this din that you have to respect Talmid Chachamim? So he says, what the Pasuk is teaching us is that the schar, the reward for respecting Talmid Chachamim, is V'yireisim alokecha. You'll be zoicha to Yerushimayim. Says the Bnei Yisoscha like this. When is there an iser to do a mitzvah for the sake of getting schar? If the schar is a reward, you'll be rich, whatever. But if the reward is v'yireisa malakecha, that you'll be zoicha to Yerushimayim, then you're allowed to do amnas l'kal pras. And he says that's pshat in the what it says in Pirkei Avos. It says al tiyu kavodim hamishash v'sarav amnas l'kal pras, al tiyu kavodim hamishash v'sarav shloy amnas l'kal pras, v'yihi marishimayim aleichem. So how does marishimayim, how does Yerushimayim get into the peruk? That's very good. You're not allowed to do amnas l'kal pras. However, if it's for Yehi Marishimayim Aleichem, if it's in order to have Yerushimayim, then you're allowed to do it Lamas L'Kabbal Pras. I saw interesting, it's a Shaila. What's the halacha if you're in a place that you can't do a mitzvah? You don't have a safe with you, or you just don't have kayuch to learn. And you have no mitzvah to do, you're just sitting on the train. So how can you chap a mitzvah? So I saw the safe, what you should do is look at your tzitzis. Urisa Maisai. It's a mitzvah to look at tzitzis. It's a chartum is called mitzvah Hashem. So you have a mitzvah, look at your tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Nafik asa yinuka devei Rav. There was a child that came out of the yeshiva. Omlei mai agmar chrabach. What did your Rebbe teach you today? Omlei, so he told him, my Rebbe taught us like this. He taught us Hilchos Brachos. Cautious regarding haps. The bracha is bari pri adama. Chaz is this green grain shakal nibidvari. Omlei, so he said him, add the Rebbe. I would say just the opposite. Hi, mi arukar rabbi. Green grain grows from the earth, and therefore you should make a bar pri adamah. Vaha, ma'avir karabi. Haps grow on top of shrubs. They don't go directly out of the earth. So you shouldn't make a shahakal. You shouldn't make a bar pri adamah. You should only make a shahakal. However, the hilchasak yinukad bei rav. The aloch is like the yinukad bei rav. My tama, hi gemar pri. The haps are full-fledged developed. So when it's full-fledged developed, you make a bari pri adama. The high lav gemar, the green grain is not completely develop, that's why you don't make the bar pri adama. Ay, umay the kamrit hay ma'ar karavi v'hay ma'avi karavi. But then you had another problem with the apps. They don't grow from the ground. They only grow on top of the shrubs. He says lohi. It's not correct. Koshes nami ma'ar karavi. The truth is that apps do grow from the ground. What's the proof? The chazinin, the kalina lelehizma. If you'll detach the haps from the shrub that the haps are growing on, if you'll detach them from the ground, or maisa kishusa, and the haps will die. So you see that they are growing from the ground. But what does the Gemara say here? Something which is not Gemara Peri, something which is not yet fully ripened, you don't make the Bar Pri Adoma. So if you have a vegetable that's not ripe, what's going to be the halacha? So the Magen Avraham says, don't make a Bar Pri Adoma. The Aruch HaShulchan says that once it's a third ripe, you could already make the right bracha. It doesn't have to be fully ripe. That's how most people do. No, this is not cooking. Machab and Mitzrayim is a concept in cooking. Now, it's very interesting. The Rishon Mitzion Balocha makes an interesting observation. He says, what happened here? The Talmud came out, quoted what the Rebbe said. He questioned, he challenged what the Rebbe said, but then he agreed. So what was the point in this exercise, if any gray agrees with what the Rebbe said? Sharm Tzion Balocha here says that this is, he was trying to teach this young yeshiva student what's the proper approach to learning. The proper approach to learning is not just to repeat what your Rebbe said, that's what my Rebbe said and that's it. You're supposed to try to understand and analyze what your Rebbe said, and if it makes sense, then follow it, not just to accept it by rote. Ask the Gemara, Obekfanius Eim Arvin, is it true that you don't use these unripened dates? The Tanya. Kor is hearts of palm. Hearts of palm, just to define them, is that the palm tree every year has a new layer of bark. The first year that bark is soft and is edible. Then after a year it gets hard and becomes like a piece of wood. So kor, nikach bekesem meiser, it's considered a food as far as kesem meiser is concerned, that you could buy with, you could use it with meiser shein money. However, ematam tumas oichlin. It's tametam tumas oichlin. Tumah that applies to food won't apply to it. Tosfos explains, because since ultimately it will be a wood, the kvanius, continues the brisa, nikchos bekesem meiser, they could be, you could use meiser shein money to buy him, or metamus tumas oichlin, and they have tumas oichlin. Yudaimer, we'll get back to the kasha. Yehuda says, "Karn areka etzel chal dvarav, hearts of palm have the din like wood." El shenikach b'kais semaiser. The kasha is there's no difference seemingly between the Tanakam and Yehuda. We'll get to that at the end of the shir. The kfanias, as far as these kfanias, harei kuper real chal dvarim, they consider full fledged fruit. El shepturus min a meiser, the pot from a meiser, you don't have to take meiser from it. So you see that it's considered a fruit. So if it's considered a fruit, why is the halacha that you can't use it for an erev? Answer the Gemara, hasav the nischi. There are two types of palm trees. There's a male palm tree and there's a female palm tree. In a male palm tree, the dates that are not ripened aren't going to get better anyway. So it's a full-fledged fruit. So since it's a full-fledged fruit, that's why this Bryce is talking that you could use them for, that you can use them, you have to take off meiser because they're considered fruit. Ask the Gemara if they consider a full-fledged fruit. Could they not getting better? Could they come from the male day tree? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that's part of the meiser? If that's the full, that's where it's going to get to, no more, so it's a full-fledged fruit. So why are they part of the meiser? V'atanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the pagi bisani, which is the name of a place, the ten, which are dates which weren't yet ripened, they were taught to gabi maisa. Pagi esani, that the halach is that these types of dates that will never get more ripe. Vahini the tuvni, which is the kafonius, chayavim b'maisa. So if you're saying that this brisa is talking about the fruits, they'll never get more ripe, so I don't understand why Rabbi Yehuda says Peturus Min HaMaiser. So obviously, this price is not talking about that situation. So I'm back to where we started. What is Kfanis? El Olam Loi B'Nischini. That's not referring to the male date tree dates that never really get more ripe. That's the fruit, and that's the Chiv. We're talking about Olinyan Tumas Oichlim Shani. They are rive to have tumas eichlin, even though it's from the female tree, and even though it's not yet ripe. So why are they considered tumas eichlin? Just like the potter for meiser, because they're not ripe, so they should not be have tumas eichlin. Says the Gemara, "Could amar Rabbi Yochanan for a different concept." Hoy, v'royal and masculine they are. Since even though they're not quite edible because they're not ripe, since they can be processed by cooking, anything that can be processed by cooking, even though right now it's not edible without the cooking, is already considered a fruit. Hachinami, they are. That's the reason. But Tosis points out, if that's the case, so then anything could be cooked, and anything that could be cooked should be considered a fruit, and you can make an air with it. So Tosis points out, it matters how much cooking is required. If it requires a lot of cooking, then that doesn't make it edible, doesn't make it into a food, just because you could cook it. These dates don't require a lot of cooking, and that's why, since there's a concept of a hoil, the royal, and maskam, they are, they're considered a food. Ask the Gemara, the Hechi Itma, Rabbi Yochanan, where do we find this concept of royal and maskam, they are? Says the Gemara, aha. The Tanya, Masuki, the Tanya, Shkedim Hamorim, bitter almonds, Ktanim, Chayovim, when they're small, so they're not bitter, the Chayiv in Meiser, Gedoilim, Ptur, when they're big, they're potter, because they're not edible, they're bitter. Mesukim, sweet ones, just the opposite. Gedoilim, so when the Gedoilim, they're completely processed, Chayovim, the Chayiv in Meiser. Ktanim, when they're small, so they're not yet processed, the potter. Rav Shimon Amar, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Mishum Avah, Zev Zel Ptur, they're always potter. Here because they're bitter, and here because they're not ripe. V'amar le Zev Zel Chayiv. Amar Beloi, Harib Chanina B'tzipuri, Kedivra, I'm a Zev Zel Ptur. That they're all potter. Ask the Gemara, Ulamanda Amar Zev Zel Chayiv, that they're always Chayiv and Meiser. But if they're bitter, Lamai Chazi, so why they're Chayiv and Meiser? This is where Rabbi Yochanan said his concept. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hoyal V'roi Lamaskim, like they are. Period. Amar. In the Braisa we just quoted, we mentioned this kasha, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kar Harei Ko'etzel Chal Dvarav, hearts of palm are considered like wood, El Shanika B'Kesa Meiser. The only halach is you can use Meiser Sheni money to buy it. Ask the Gemara, Haini Tanakama. That's identical to what the Tanakama said. So what's the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Answers the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Sholku V'Tignu Ikebenayu. The nafkamina is going to be if you already cooked it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you cooked it, it's still not matamah tumas eichlin. Why? Because it's basically not a food. Because it's basically a wood. According to Tanakama, if you cooked it and now it's edible, it is matamah tumas eichlin. We don't say that it's considered a piece of wood anymore. Maskalar Rava asked Rava, Miik lemandama shok v'tignaloi. Is there any mandama that says that if I take an item and I cook it and I turn it into something edible, that it's not going to be considered a food for Thomas Eichlin? For Tanya, I'll prove to you that if you prepare it into an edible state, it's certainly a food. Where do we see it? Or is hide. Vishulya is the sack, the amniotic sack that the baby comes out. Why? Most people don't eat hide. Most people don't eat the sack. However, or shishoko, if somebody will cook the hide a lot until it becomes edible, The shilya doesn't need any cooking because it's really soft. The only thing is people normally don't eat it. But if you chishvelem, if you decided to eat it, matam to mesaychlin. So what do we see? That although we began with a food which is not edible, if I make it edible through preparation, it's considered a food for tamasaychlin. So the same thing, we go to Al Gemara. How could you say, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, that the carb, since it started as an eitz, even if I cook it, It's not matamah to mesaychlin. Why not? Ela amar Rava. What's the nafgamina? Ikavinaya bracha. The nafgamina is going to be regarding bracha. According to Tanakama, the bracha on kar is bari pri adama. According to Yehuda, since even though now it's soft and edible, since it's ultimately going to get hard, that's why the bracha is shahakal. Ditmar, Kor, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda says the bracha is by Pri Adama while it's still soft. B'Shmuel Amar Shakel Nevedvara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama Uchlehu. Right now it's edible, so the bar is by Pri Adama. Why? Since ultimately it's going to get hard, it's going to turn into wood. So even now when it's soft,
so Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, he used to call him Shinana, either because he was sharp or because he had big teeth,
Kavaseich Mistabra. Like you say, that the bracha should be Pri Adama, is what makes sense. The Tznoim, a radish. Shesayf lahakshas. Radishes will ultimately get hard. Still the halacha is, Mevarchina Bari Pri Adama. So we see that even though we have a food that ultimately is going to get hard, right now, when it's not hard, right now when it's edible, you make a Bari Pri Adama. So the same thing by the car, even though right now, even though ultimately it's going to get hard, since right now it's soft, the bracha should be by Pri Adama. Says the Gemara V'lohi, you can't compare radishes to hearts of palm. Why? Tznoin, when somebody plants a radish, not the inch adata the pugla. The person plants it that he want. What do you plant radishes? You want to eat it as a vegetable. It's ultimately going to get hard, so it'll get hard. However, dikla, when somebody plants a tree, like not the inch adata the kura. People don't make for the wood. You plant the tree for the fruit. And therefore, even though the hearts of palm may be edible, but right, it's still part of the wood, it's part of the bark, it's part of the tree. And therefore, even though now it's edible, you still should make a shahakal. And says the Gemara, Vavagav the Kasa Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda for saying that the bracha might be Bar Pri Adama, the halacha is, Kavasei the Shmuel, that the halacha is that in Kor, you make a shahakal in the Yehuda.